AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. There's little sign of the war in the Mideast winding down as Israel said it faced incoming fire from Iran, while Kuwait and Bahrain also reported being under attack. Iran said 8 people were killed while celebrating the end of the Persian New Year near a major bridge that was hit by a U.S. strike. Tehran is continuing to show its ability to strike its neighbors, even as President Trump claimed the threat from the country was nearly eliminated and cheered the collapse of the bridge yesterday, reportedly the tallest in the Middle East. Meanwhile, a ship sailing under a Malta flag and operated by French shipping company CMA-CGM may have become the first vessel with links to France to pass through the Strait of Hormuz since Iran effectively closed it. According to the Marine Traffic website, the ship departed waters off Dubai yesterday and arrived today off Muscat, Oman. Traffic through the strait has dropped by about 90% since the start of the Iran war. Data firm Lloyd's List Intelligence says only about 150 vessels, including tankers and container ships, have transited the strait since March 1st. Most were linked to Iran and countries including China, India, and Pakistan. In other news, Trump's new White House ballroom has won final approval from the National Capital Planning Commission.
President Donald Trump's new White House ballroom has won final approval from the National Capital Planning Commission. That approval comes after a federal judge ordered a halt to construction unless Congress approves the project. The Planning Commission says the agency moved ahead on the vote because the judge's ruling affects construction activities, not planning. Despite the agency's approval, however, the judge's ruling and the legal fight over the ballroom could stall progress on a legacy project that Trump is racing to see completed before the end of his term in early 2029. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. There's uncertainty on how voters in Georgia will cast their ballots in November. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
There's a July deadline for Georgia's voting system to be overhauled, but the State General Assembly has ended its annual session without a plan for new equipment. Right now, voters use Dominion voting machines, which print ballots with a QR code that scanners read to count the votes. Those machines have been repeatedly targeted by President Donald Trump following his election loss in 2020. Trump's Georgia supporters enacted a law in 2024 that bans the use of barcodes to count votes, but state law still requires counties to use the machines, and no money has been allocated to reprogram them. Victor Anderson, chairman of the House Governmental Affairs Committee, says we'll have an unresolvable statutory conflict come July 1st. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.